and you're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven.
12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Stand by.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
Indeed. Tall ships are right in front of our building here at One South Harbor. You want to book a sail on the tall ships, head to WGHN.com. We say hello to Nick Nurbon from Pure Michigan. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing wonderful, and happy National Lighthouse Day here in Michigan. It's always a big day for us to celebrate the Great Lakes beacons we have across our great state.
Yeah, and I did not know it was National Lighthouse Day. So what can you tell us about lighthouses?
So there's a lot of things to know about Michigan lighthouses. We have more than 120 lighthouses from the Detroit River all the way to the tip of the Keweenaw Peninsula. Some of the most stunning and unique lighthouses. But the thing about Michigan is, with the Great Lakes, it's one of the most active waterways in the world. When you look at all of the different things, from commerce to pleasure boating to everything. So Great Lakes lighthouses have been around for nearly 200 years to aid in navigation and help keep our waterways safe. And it's an annual celebration, not only of the lighthouses, but all of those who tended the lighthouses. As you probably know, living in Coast Guard City, USA, the lighthouses were part of the Coast Guard. That's how these things were established, to help keep the waterways safe for, you know, sailors and commercial activities on the Great Lakes. And we have more than 3,000 miles of Great Lakes coastline. So lighthouses were very important over the years.
More than 3,000 miles on the Great Lakes coastline of lighthouses? That's incredible. I think I have a really cool map of that. That's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. So the oldest lighthouse is down in Port Huron. And that's, if you think about the important navigational waterway there, we get the Blue Water area where you flow into the St. Clair River and into Lake St. Clair down to Detroit. So there have been people sailing through that region for hundreds of years. And so that's why one of the first lighthouses in the state, the oldest in the state currently, was in that location. And there's all kinds of unique trivia about Michigan lighthouses. So, for example, the tallest lighthouse, there's really still some debate about that, because there are two lighthouses that are both over 120 feet tall, and there's a little bit of a debate of which is taller. So Rock of Ages Lighthouse, which, by the way, also might win for coolest name of a lighthouse.
That's a fact.
Rock of Ages, it's up west of Isle Royale in Lake Superior. And then White Shoal Light, which is one of my favorites, even though I've never seen it in real life, other than from a far distance. Mm. It's off of the coast of Wilderness State Park, up near the Straits of Mackinac.
Ooh.
But it's the candy cane, the red and white stripes. And so it's got, you know, a unique appearance. Those are the two that are and debated among which is the tallest. The most remote lighthouse,
yeah,
off the coast of the Keweenaw Peninsula, Standard Rock, even at the top of that lighthouse, all you can see in every direction is water.
Very cool. Now, Grand Haven has lighthouses consisting of the South Pier Inner and Outer Lights, and, of course, the connected lighted catwalk that stands at the mouth of the Grand River where it enters Lake Michigan. Of course, there's also the Grand Haven Lighthouse Conservancy as well, which, you know, they do all kinds of things. They're constantly preserving the lighthouse and raising in money and stuff. Why are they red? Do you know why?
Well, that's the thing. Yes, so you mentioned the catwalk. There's only four lighthouses in Michigan that have that, and Grand Haven is one of them.
Hmm.
It's a raised walkway, so when storms would come and there'd be high waves, the keeper could still go back and forth safely without having to worry about being washed off the pier. Yeah, South Haven and St. Joe and other lighthouses, those are the four lighthouses that have those catwalks. But as far as why lighthouses are red, Grand Haven and Holland are two prime examples. Of course, Big Red down in Holland is the nickname of that lighthouse. Lighthouses serve as navigational light aids even during the day when the light is not needed. Because when you enter a river channel or other navigational waterway, right is the color of the beacon or buoy that is on the side where you are returning. So you've heard the saying, red right returning. It's kind of an old sailor's mantra, because when you're returning to the harbor, you always look for the red light, and you keep the red light on your right. And so you would know if you saw a red lighthouse as you're entering an area where you wanted to go into a channel or harbor, the lighthouse that would be on the right would be the red lighthouse.
Wow. I've learned a lot. Thank you kindly for that. Now I'm going to be at City Beach today. I think I'm going to take a long walk along the shore and head up to the lighthouse and check it out tonight. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
One other quick note, Mary Ellen. Mm-hmm. If you want to help support preservation of lighthouses,
yes,
the program that helps with the preservation of the Grand Haven Pier Light, you can get the Save Our Lights license plate at the state of Michigan, the Secretary of State, and funding from that goes directly to preservation of Michigan lighthouses.
That's awesome. And you know what? Yes, last week when we were talking about camping has gone up in state parks, I always do my tabs in August for whatever reason. My birthday's in June, but I do my tabs in August. I did pay the extra $14 to go to the state parks. And that was because you told,
value in Michigan,
you told me to do it. And I'm like, why haven't I done this? It's only $14. So I did it.
You get to go to every state park for an entire year.
Yeah.
103 of them across the state. Can't beat it.
I love it. You have a great day, and you have a great weekend, and we'll talk again next week. Thank you.